President Biden has signed a series of executive orders from the Oval Office tonight, only hours after being sworn in as the 46th American president.
This is America's day. This is democracy's day. A day of history and hope.
ABC News political director Rick Klein joined Dimitri and me on Skype earlier to discuss what stood out as what stood out the most about today's events.
The quiet calm around this in this chaotic moment was an opportunity for Joe Biden to reach directly to Americans. There was almost no policy. It was about tone. It was about character. It was about temperament. It's about attitude. To me, it was a rather stirring call to the American people to try to rise above this moment. Now, it gets complicated when you start to talk about policy divisions, and there are so many divisions, but just to have the relative hush of this moment to me was so striking after the noise and tumults of the last 4 years, and particularly the last 2 weeks.
The first order President Biden signed is related to the coronavirus pandemic. He's also signed an order re-entering the U.S. into the Paris Climate Accord. It is some of what the press secretary is outlining. Why so much eagerness to start making these reversals?
I think that the urgency that is felt in the new Biden White House reflects the urgency in the Democratic base, and I think the urgency of the challenges. Even without the events of the last few weeks, there'd be such a major issues to confront around racial justice, the environment, immigration, the economy. And the signal that the Biden team wants to send is that they're moving, and they're moving quickly, and they have a plan, and that there's a lot that they can do without Congress, and that letting things get chewed up in the normal congressional debates, there's not time for that. There's not appetite for that. And if they have things to do, that there is no time like the present. There's a bit of a window here to act, and they're going to act quickly.
Rick, while Donald Trump broke longstanding practice by skipping today's inauguration, he did follow through on one tradition. He left behind a letter for Joe Biden, and the president says his predecessor wrote a very generous letter. We were wondering what you would say about former President Trump's departure and how quickly his influence may not be felt here in D.C.
That was the one piece of tradition that he did keep with, as you mentioned. I thought it was powerful to have Mike Pence at the inauguration. I think an important signal, but of course, Trump's absence was felt. He left without much grace today, without mentioning Joe Biden or congratulating him by name or even acknowledging that he rightfully won the presidency. Part of what gives Biden this opportunity now is the impeachment trial hasn't started yet. Trump is at a low point politically, and I don't think that got any higher as a result of today's events. I do think it was important, though, to see former Presidents Bush, Clinton, Obama, even Dan Quayle, the former vice president. I felt like that to me was an important signal about the links of democracy, the unbroken chain, and that even with the ultimate tests that the system has suffered under over the last couple of weeks, democracy stood strong, maybe despite President Trump and his efforts.
That is ABC News political director Rick Klein on Skype.